This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today is New Year's Eve, and I'm thinking about keeping God's promises in our hearts. And sometimes we might become discouraged by what we see in the moment and talk ourselves out of believing God's promises to us. In fact, this is exactly what the Israelites did when they were on their way to the Promised Land. So God instructed Moses to send 12 tribal leaders to explore Canaan, which is also known as the Promised Land, so that they could come back and give Moses a full report on what the land looked like. So the 12 leaders came back with a glowing report. They said the land was magnificent and that it truly was overflowing with milk and honey. But these leaders were also terribly frightened by the residents of the land. They thought the land was well advanced. It was a well-fortified city with these giant and strong people who could overtake them at any time. And they saw conquering Canaan as somewhat impossible. Because of their fear, the leaders began to doubt God's ability to fulfill his promise rather than holding it in their hearts. So they doubted him and wanted to return to Egypt to what they knew. The situation is almost unthinkable because they had just witnessed God parting the Red Sea for them. So they knew what he was capable of, yet they still doubted him. So the next time you're trusting in God's promises, but see something that causes doubt to creep in, hold on to these words. All that's required is that you really believe and do not doubt in your heart. Mark 11:23. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, keep God's promises close to your heart.